Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Bo, Mike, Ali Mac, Dylan going to need to be a judge in a moment when we have Which One Wednesday and mic'd up. But just a reminder, we have the Rusty Manziel joining us in studio at 8 a.m. to talk about all these changes from the Georgia High School Association. They are cracking down in a major way. All the regulations, it is getting nitty gritty.
Yeah, and Rusty will obviously have all the latest on that and some of the caveats and nuance surrounding that conversation that we love talking about. Ali, I've got you've been you know, kind of poking at Bo and I today, and really all week. So I have to hold your feet to the flames on one thing.
There we go.
We were having this Aaron Rodgers conversation earlier, and she was like talking about how nobody knew for 2 months Aaron Rodgers was married.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, he just kept it a secret. And you said, and I quote, "If I could do it all over again, I would have just gone to the courthouse." And I was like, oh, man, well, it's, you know, I wonder how many people out there regret having a big wedding. And she's like, no, I don't regret it. And I was like, oh, you just said if I had to do it all over again. That is literally a regret.
No, you're assigning a totally different meaning to what. I said.
You said that you and Grant should have just hit the courthouse.
I do not regret my wedding. I did not enjoy the planning process. It was stressful.
Really?
I lost half of my hair. I was like, what I was wearing that day was a weave. Like, I had to wear fake hair.
Had a bonnet on.
I will never forget seeing my niece's face when I was carrying my halo to the venue. She goes, "Is that your hair?" She's like 8 years old. Are you gonna wear that? I was like, yes. My hair has been falling out because this has been so stressful. Yeah. Because while Grant was heavily involved in the planning process, if anything was ugly or did not follow etiquette, you know who's going to get the blame for that?
Oh.
Me.
Yeah, for sure.
Me.
That's just how it works.
That's how it rolls. So if I had to do it again, I would much rather go to the courthouse, but I don't regret it.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're being a little unfair here. I don't think Allie's saying she would do it over again. I don't necessarily
see that. She literally said if I had to do it all over
but
again.
But I don't necessarily see that as regret, though. I don't see that as regret. I see that as I would have just done things differently.
What do you think regret is then? If you look back on something and say I would do that differently, that's pretty much regret.
Like we have to break out the Merriam-Webster.
Then you can say, well, do you regret it? Well, I don't necessarily regret it. I would just do it differently.
No.
What it just means. I mean, because she still obviously had fun with the entire experience. Obviously,
exactly.
The planning experience stressed her out, but she still loved the experience. So I'm sure she would like to have that experience again.
Doesn't sound like she loved the experience. She just said her hair was falling out.
I was on vitamins. It was
Dylan,
bad.
What was the best part of it? Like, I mean, did you have like one moment where you're like, oh man, that was magical?
Oh my gosh, the entire day was incredible.
That's good.
We had a waterfall.
Yeah, you wouldn't take it back.
No, so it's not a regret, because a regret is like, I wish that never happened. I wish I didn't have that experience, but I wouldn't have the experience to know that I learned a lesson on that day. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, Ali. I'm Team Ali on this all the way.
Well, that's not surprising. You you do this from time to time. You see someone's
do
on
what
an
be
island.
The voice of reason. I'm no, the voice of reason all the
you
time.
You see someone's completely wrong
let,
on an
you
island.
You don't let people pile jump,
and then you go over there and you say, "Well, I'll stand on this island with you because that's what
I'll hold
I,
your
that's
hand
what
through
you
this."
Do.
I'm just
and
the
I,
voice
and
of
look,
reason.
I that's not being the voice of reason. Being doubling down with someone who is completely wrong doesn't mean you're the voice of reason. It means you're just. I don't know. You just like to be wrong with people, I guess. I don't know.
No, no, no. Not completely wrong. Best day of my life. Planning process sucked.
You guys have been, it's over a year now you've been married.
Yeah,
right?
In November it'll be 2 years.
Okay, so what did you guys like go back and watch the video on your anniversary?
We didn't do video.
Oh, okay, you did the video. Okay. I was going to say, like, you know, some people are like, oh, man, I can't wait to come to look through the photos on my anniversary or whatever else. And then you relive those memories. So you.
But
don't necessarily
we ate the
regret
cake.
It.
We had the cake, the top tier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had that thing.
Okay. Was it and good? Ours wasn't. Ours was.
No, ours was good, and we still have more for this upcoming second anniversary. I don't know if it's still going to be good.
Was there a theme on the groom's cake? Was there like a Star Wars
okay,
kind of, or a Braves?
So we had an office theme going on. Like my itty-bitty nephew was the assistant to the ring bearer. To make
ring bearer?
Yeah. And then the groom's cake, there was an episode of The Office where Jim was schemed by Dwight into being employee of the month while he was manager. And so there was a cake made with Jim's face on it that said it had to be you.
Yes.
That's the cake we had.
Yes.
For the groom's cake.
Yes. That's hilarious. Mine was actually a race car. My wife got me a race car made and surprised me with it at the, I guess she showed it to me, I guess, before everything started, but. I was like, yeah, it was Martin Truex's race car. It's pretty cool. Still got a picture of it. I don't remember. It was like the 5-hour energy car at the time.
Did it taste good?
It's awful.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Okay. And I don't remember who made it, but they did a really good job of just turning it into a race car. And we did a first look, and we're walking back from the first look. And she's like, oh, yeah, I got a surprise for you. All right, close your eyes. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I turn around, and it's like a race car cake. I was like, yes! Yes.
What kind of cake was it? Like the type of cake?
I think there was a strawberry in the middle with like
nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to show you. I'll put a picture.
It's such a dude description right there. Yeah. There's like a strawberry.
I don't know, man.
I want a marble
cake
for mine. Yeah. I want a marble cake. I love marble cake.
Yeah. You planning a wedding?
Not now.
I'll give you some tips, Dylan.
When it does happen, I will look definitely to all of you.
I think you will be after this. That's your what? Opening night? You're going up there for opening night? Isn't that where she told you to propose to her?
It is. I'm not putting anything out the realm of possibilities.
You can't ruin it though. Bro.
She knows. She told them. Don't forget. I got to take you to see Jaron at Solomon Brothers.
That's right.
So we got to get it figured out.
Got to be planning that soon.
Don't forget today's Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Dylan's not going to botch the proposal. He's also not going to botch the judgment today. And which one wins there?
Dylan, you better be paying attention to this one.
now that I know that he doubles down on people that are wrong, I think he just goes with whoever he thought lost
That's
the argument.
That's why you won last week. Here we go.
Like I said, voice of reason.
I didn't play last week. So.
Justice. I'm always on the side of fair and justice.
All right. For which one Wednesday, Mike and Bo are going to debate these out, which one is right, which one is wrong, and then Dylan will judge it. For your first question, it is, which is more probable? Ronald Acuna will have 7 home runs in June. Or Raisel Iglesias will keep his ERA for June under 4?
Well, I answered this the other day that Acuna would have 7 home runs. I said he would have, I think it was fair or foul, would he have 7 home runs? And I said it's fair in the month of June. He's already got 2. So that was at 10 days in. So I still think he gets there. I don't know. I'm not booking anything on Raisel Iglesias right now.
I am going to say Raisel Iglesias because I think they're going to start using him in less high leverage situations. And we saw him pitch the 8th inning the other day. He looked very, very comfortable in that situation. So I think that pitching the 8th inning, maybe you take a little bit off his plate. Maybe he's allowed to be more matchup based in the way he's utilized. And I think he keeps it under 4. His stuff's too good not to keep it under 4, right? He's too good of that. I think that Ronnie, I hope he gets a 7, but we're already a little bit behind the 8 ball when it comes to what you need to get there. So I'll go with Raisel here.
Okay. Which would you rather have? Elbows that bend the wrong way?
This is the craziest question.
Or knees that squeak loudly?
I'll start here. I already kind of have knees that squeak loudly, and I got to say, it's not that enjoyable. It's the elbows that bend the other way, and I don't even know why. I guess so that I can always get that weird spot on my back that itches. You know what I mean? I don't know what other way. It couldn't be comfortable to, like, sit in a chair like that. You know what I mean? Those things are always just kind of dangling behind you. You can't use the armrest. You're just kind of flailing off into space. So I'm going to go with the elbows that bend the other way, though, just so I can be that guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was going to go elbows as well because I can hear Mike coming down the hallway. It's more about his feet than his knees. It's not his knees. My knee actually does. When I bend over to pull the golf ball out of the hole and I put it, you know, you putt and you can hear my knee make noises. Now it's not fun. So the elbows, plus I'm sure you could do something with it. There's some kind of advantage you could have with elbows, right? Is that like being double jointed though?
How would that look if you were a pitcher?
How would you drive?
Like this? You just drive like that, right?
Yeah, underhanded. I don't know.
Moving on. Bo, you're going to start this one. Which free agent pickup will make the biggest impact on the Falcons' defense this year? Divine Diablo or Leonard Floyd?
I'm going to go with Leonard Floyd because I think I don't still 100%. I think I know what Divine Diablo is going to do, but I don't know. I don't think any of us 100% know how he'll be used. I don't know if Divine Diablo will be starting. Because I'm not saying that Troy Anderson can't come back and win that job. And I think in some ways they're similar and in some ways they're different. So I've got to go with Leonard Floyd. The guy's a perennial double-digit sack guy since he left Chicago, which go figure. And so and I think he's got more around him this year. I think they've added more with Abbott Cady. They've got Brilliant Trice coming back. You got Pierce and Walker. Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, this one's tough for me because I think that – in the way that they both play individually, like if you look at just the stat column of how many tackles or sacks or whatever each of them get. But I think I'm actually going to go with Divine Diablo here. And I'm with you. I don't know that he's that day one starter. I think Troy Anderson's going to get first crack at that. But I think Divine Diablo in the end, let's just say Troy Anderson's not part of that conversation. Divine Diablo allows you to do different things with Jalen Walker, which I think is a big point. So you act who has the biggest impact, probably maybe not in the stat column when it comes to Divine Diablo, but the way it allows you to move around chess pieces for this defense, if he is that guy, I think it opens up a lot of things for Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem Moore. So I'll go with him.
Okay. Shaq recently assured everyone that changing networks is not going to ruin inside the NBA, as we know and love it. But if one of the hosts were to leave, which one would be the bigger loss, Charles Barkley or Shaq? Mike, you're first.
It would be Charles. Charles has been on there a lot longer, and he's just one of those guys that just says whatever's at the top of his mind. And honestly, a lot of times he is right now. He's misstepped with some of his opinions over the years. But how long has Charles been there? 25, 30 years? That show was good before Shaq got there. Mm-hmm. I think that it would be okay if Shaq left, although he is the cherry on top. But to me, Charles exiting the picture. Charles is just the wild card. Like some of the stuff he says, you're like, what is he even talking about? Love Charles Barkley on that. Although both of them make that show what it is right now.
Yeah, their banter has grown the show, but it is Charles Barkley. He's an OG. It's his show. It's him and Kenny and Ernie. That's it. I mean, Shaq did add in.
Plus, you know, I know that you can't understand what Shaq's saying. And Big Diesel.
The big Diesel. Big so Shaq.
And I love Shaq. And Shaq's one of the nicest human beings on the – that's the thing is, like, all four of those guys are extremely great people, human beings.
Yeah.
Ernie Johnson, if people don't know – is one of the most stand-up human beings I've ever dealt with in this business. It's unbelievable the human being he is. And they're all great guys, but it's definitely Chuck. And Chuck will be probably the one that would get got the quickest. Because he don't care.
They fly off the rails.
All right, one more. Bo, you're starting this one. Which scenario would you rather find yourself in? Getting caught in a long conversation with a fantasy football manager that talks about his team nonstop, or go see a game with the fan who explains every rule to people who don't ask?
The game. Because it's so much easier to ignore someone talking to me at a game because I can drink heavily and stare off into space and be entertained by the game in front of me. And I can ignore the rules that I can nod and go along. But most likely the way I interact, that's how I see this question being set up. I see the fantasy football player standing in front of me at a party and I can't get away from him.
Yes.
And I say, well, And this is how I envision the conversation. Hey man, hey, what? Who should I start? Who should I start? Bijan or Derrick Henry? Well, I think that it's Derrick Henry. And then he goes on, and because those, that, I'm sorry, but you people, fantasy football owners, you don't want to hear you don't want to hear anything about it. You just want to tell. I run out there. I just kind of, my well runs dry in those situations.
I'm in agreement with Bo on this. I think, look, nobody, let's just put this out there. Nobody upon nobody likes the narrator friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't need the narrator friend. I don't need you sitting there giving me the play by play in the seat next to me. That's what West Durham is for. Okay. If I want to throw on the radio headset, that's exactly what I'll do. But absolutely nobody cares what's going on with your fantasy team. Like, nobody cares that, you know, your starting running back got dinged up and he's going to miss the next couple of weeks. Just move on, man. All right. So, yeah, I'm with Bo on this one. I don't need the narrator friend, but he's way better than the fantasy football guy.
Dylan, who won this round?
It was a strong start by Mikey P, strong finish by Squid Billy. However, today's winner is
Mike Mafia. Yo!
Goes to the Mafia, baby.
Never a question. The Nation of Domination has returned.
Well, congratulations, Mike. And coming up, the one and only Rusty Manziel is joining us in studio to talk about all these changes and rules and regulations. I know Mike and Bo have so many questions for him. If you have one, tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. That is next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.